Okay, and welcome back for the last about 55 minutes of the show here. I got Jed Witham to come back on. He's gonna tear the globalists a new rear end. That's what he says. He's got some new people he's gonna explode on today, and he's in a noisy cafe having dinner. So I hope we can keep the conversation going. Welcome back, Jed.
Well, here's the big announcement is the Royal House of Windsor,
right?
You know, King Charlie and all them goofballs there over at 10 Downing Street.
King Chuckles, yeah.
Well, here in the United States, this Biden administration is talking about new lockdowns and face mask mandates. He actually had the audacity to tell the world that they're going to cook up a new vaccine that actually works.
Uh-huh.
Now, when you realize what's going on in England, and you realize it's nothing more than a giant open sewer,
uh-huh,
you're stopping and you ask yourself, you know, what's royal about that?
Well,
why don't they celebrate their open sewers? You know, like when they have the what do they call it, the Diamond Jubilee?
Uh huh.
When they celebrated the witch, you know, the Wicked Witch of the East.
Uh huh. Yeah.
When the Queen, you know, the Diamond Jubilee of the Queen. And why don't they celebrate this when they're riding up and down, there in front of the palace with their gilded carriages? Why don't they tell the world about their massive, giant, out-of-control, unbelievable sewer problems?
Uh-huh. Hard telling.
It's because the royal family owns all the healthcare system.
Right,
and
yeah.
They own all the pharmacological system.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, they own all the mortuaries and, you know, where they, you know, get rid of the expired.
And they, yeah, they...
Oh, King Charlie's getting flipping rich.
Yeah.
All this mess in England.
Yep.
Now, when I talk about it, people kind of raise an eyebrow and they look at me and they think I'm just kidding until they take about 2 or 3 minutes to research it. And they discover that this giant, massive wave of new COVID variant that's spreading across the world.
Uh-huh.
It's coming out of England.
Yes, it's called another con.
Yeah, another con, that's right. Heathrow Airport is spreading it everywhere.
Yeah. Probably through the...
People like Donald Trump, and people like Joe Biden, and people like Bill Gates, and, you know, people like Peter Daszak there, and people like Fauci, and people like Hillary. You know who Hillary Clinton is, right?
Hillary Rodham Clinton, yeah.
Hillary Rodham Clinton there.
Yeah.
Them people are all going to get rich off it again.
Uh-huh.
During the last little go-around with $6 trillion in spending by the Trump administration and the CARES Act.
Yep.
On the credit card. It all comes from the credit card. They borrowed it from the people that finances real estate empire. You know, Warp Speed.
Yeah.
BlackRock.
Yep.
Vanguard, State Street, the big banks that finance, you know, all these great big real estate empires and these crooked politicians.
Yep.
That's just behind the financing of all of it. And the American people, you know, $6 trillion. Do you know what they charge for interest on debt like that?
What, 23% maybe? 25? 29?
Well, years ago when I researched it, literally years ago when I researched it, it was 13%.
Uh-huh.
So it's literally like putting aside, you know, a charge card.
Yeah.
And then the funny part, this is the punchline. They shut down all your civil liberties. They mandate you shelter in place. They drive the price of gasoline through the roof. They drive the price of groceries through the roof. They drive the price of everything through the roof.
Uh-huh.
While they're perpetrating their crime spree. And then this goofball Trump's got the nerve to take that mugshot. Have you seen his mugshot?
Oh, yeah. Looks pretty funny, don't it?
Well, you know what I see? I see a satanically, demonically possessed animal. That's what I see. Same with Biden. When I look at Biden, that's all I see is
uh-huh.
a crazy, satanically possessed old man.
Well, they all are, actually. You know,
in the final days, the end, what do they call that? The end of times?
Uh-huh.
There's going to be huge numbers of people deceived.
Uh-huh.
And lots of people that just don't pay any attention anyway.
Right. Well, they're the ones that are going to turn to cannibalism. It's already been theorized by psychology that it would take people 17 days without food to turn to cannibalism. 17 days.
So I guess man is
the zombie apocalypse.
Man becomes an animal.
Yeah.
And he can't get Mackie D.
Yeah. 17 days for the zombie apocalypse.
Now, to kind of move along here to maybe some promising news, as you know, the Cabal and Shake and Wake Radio and a lot of the brethren, the colleagues, our gang, you know, Steve Judd and gang, the We the People Mafia,
uh-huh.
is gaining a lot of strength. There's more and more and more people that are saying enough is enough.
Yeah.
And there's Anthony Oliver with the Richmond, north of Richmond.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever listened to that song about how he goes after the rich
Richmond,
yes. north of Richmond?
Yes, I have.
Who are screwing up the country?
Uh-huh.
You know where he probably got his attitude?
Real life?
From the Cabal.
Oh.
And now they're saying he's inspired of and speaking, he speaks for God.
Uh-huh.
Have you seen the numbers on that freaking song? Holy shit.
Yeah.
He was basically a nobody.
It's gone viral.
Oh, it's gone way past viral. Way past viral. No. And it's just... If you sit down and you listen to my sermons over the last 40 years, my sermons are all about those crooked Richmond, first north of Richmond.
Right.
That's what it's all about, Steve. You're my witness. How many times have we talked about these rich slobs on Wall Street, which is north of Richmond, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you've got those rich slobs in Washington, which is, again,
yep.
north of Richmond.
North of Richmond.
Yeah, all the Anthony's, you know, he's singing our tune, baby.
Yep.
Yep.
I wonder how Annie feels about that. She's responsible. It's Annie's fault. No, Shake and Wake Radio is doing a great job.
Yes, they are. She does.
I'll tell you how great y'all are doing. You ready for this?
Okay.
I approached a wonderful couple that have been in the gospel and bluegrass music scene forever, and they're wonderful performers. They have a crest on top of a mountain here along the East Coast.
Uh-huh.
And they were thrilled when I told them that, you know, that needs to be a broadcast base up there so that we can get this message out all up and down the eastern coast of the United States. And then, of course, you know, it'll be repeated cell tower to cell tower to cell tower all over the world, right?
Well, that's what I would do. If I had money, I'd buy up radio stations if I could do it.
Well, you know, Steve, you see, when you say stuff like that, you do know who you're talking to, right?
Well, the guy that built a builder.
I am the poop meister.
Yeah.
I am the poop meets the road, baby.
That's right.
Here. I was talking to a contractor buddy of mine earlier today. And I said, you know, this economic mess that this goofball Biden has created, Bidenomics, there's huge numbers of people in the nation that are living on the streets and have all kind of medical problems. There's huge numbers of homeless mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas. They're struggling with medical issues and they're living on the street. Homelessness.
Uh-huh.
But his contractor buddy of mine and I were talking to him a little bit about, you know, I think that's probably job number one is to, what's it say in the Bible, to feed the starving? Shelter the homeless.
Yep.
Take care of and protect the widows and orphans. You think Hunter Biden knows anything about any of this? You think Hunter Biden, no, seriously. I mean, when he's over there in, you know, I don't know, the Far East with the 12-year-old girls. Does he worry about any of this?
No, I think he's too busy looking for his crack pipe, I think.
Looking for his crack pipe. I can't agree with you. I have to agree with you.
Yep.
And what do you think Joe Biden's looking for? Some little kid to eat?
I'm sure. Yep.
I'm sitting here, you know, and I'm looking across the dining room.
Well, he's looking for his Tim.
There's a beautiful family over here to my left. There's a beautiful family here to your left.
Hey, Judd.
And there's a nice couple over here. And then there's this beautiful family over here to my right. And, you know, I'm sitting here right in the middle of America.
Yep.
Broadcasting on Shake and Wake and Cancel the Cabal.
I think, I actually think that Joe Biden is looking for his 10%. You know, the big guy's cut.
I wrote a few letters over the last couple of days to the Justice Department, and I told them, fellas, you know very well, and so don't a few million witnesses know very well, that I'm the whistleblower. And I want my reward for turning in all these crooked banks and mortgage companies. I want my pay. And I earn it fair and square. And then, of course, there's the United States Department of Justice. It's called Justice Programs.
Uh-huh.
And I think Cancel the Cabal and Shake and Wake and a few of the other broadcasters that are on this FM dial. Are we on the FM dial, too?
No, not yet.
We have every right in the world to receive equal funding to these Republicans and Democrats that have taken over, and all they are is mafia. It's the Crips and the Bloods fighting each other.
Uh-huh.
But the we people... No, we the people. Don't we get funding to, be citizen oversight?
Well, you think we could.
Why don't we get some money?
Yeah, I know. I need it.
Well, everybody, you know, I talked about her before, and I'm going to give her a pass today because things are kind of bleak today. But I've got a few friends that are really life and death.
Yeah. I know all about it.
While Hunter Biden's flying around on Air Force One, eating the finest meals, drinking the finest champagne and wine, and staying in the nicest hotels, and riding around in limousines, and, you know, getting his pockets, you know, stuffed by foreign espionage agents for the CCP and Burisma, they're the Ukrainian warlords. Well, I mean, why does Hunter Biden get all that extra? And the we people get zipped. Same with Hillary Clinton. Clinton's getting a big old fat check.
Yep.
And so is her husband there, Billy Bob, you know, he did not have sex for the savings and loans in the bank.
Yeah.
Well, he wagged his finger in the whole world's face, and he definitely said he had not had any sexual relations with the financial institutions.
Right.
Same with W. Bush.
Yep.
And Neil Bush and Jebby. you know, John Ellis, Jeb Bush,
uh-huh,
and Uncle Marvin. You know what they ran? You know, they ran the BB&T Bank. It's Truist today, but it was BB&T Bank out of Wilmington, Delaware. And when you read into the collapse of BB&T, guess what you find? Take one big guess what you find.
All the same players.
Well, a whole bunch of real estate shenanigans, just by coincidence. The same stuff I was raising hell about in Texas, that's what they were doing in Delaware.
Uh-huh.
The same stuff going on in Flippin, Arkansas. You know, I guess it's Marion County, I guess, is Little Rock. But it was up there in the White River with the Clintons and their dirt dealing.
Uh-huh.
They were flipping land and flipping Arkansas. Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton, she's such a psychotic, psychopath, pathetic, pathological liar. It's mind-bending. Same with Barack Obama.
Yep.
Same with.
Well, that's the way all of them. That's the way all of them are.
Yeah, that's the way she is.
They're all that way, though.
So I wrote a few letters to the Justice Department, the Justice Program Institution, where they're supposed to, you know, cough up millions of dollars so we can afford to engage in citizen oversight.
Uh huh.
Yeah. So, you know, cancel the cabal is on the domestic terrorist watch list with Annie. Annie's on the domestic terrorist watch list.
Yep.
Shake and wake radio. I mean, you people are the enemy of the corrupt state.
Yep.
Would you have ever believed that it got to this point in America?
Well, I did, in a way, yeah.
I mean, I knew something was up that day in Dallas when they got John Kennedy, right?
Yeah.
The whole world saw it.
Well, you know, I started this journey 14 and a half years ago, and I I knew from I could see in my mind's eye from day one it wasn't going to end peacefully. They weren't going to relinquish their power peacefully. And they won't.
I put out a video today. It's a message to the Attorney General of the United States and the Director of the FBI and a whole bunch of the other players that are involved.
Yeah.
Including Federal Judge Dowdy.
Uh-huh.
And Federal Judge McCluskey. And I guess there's about, I don't know, 24 assistant U.S. attorneys that are trying to defend the censorship case in Louisiana. And I gave them this message, and I really don't care if they like it or not. Massive, unbelievable amounts of money were stolen by setting up borrowing buyers of houses. You can't have this real estate backed mortgage security racketeering fiasco unless you have those installment mortgage contracts to sell in bundles known as real estate backed mortgage security. It doesn't work without the victims of the scheme, which are the buyers of the real estate, mom and pop. Now, I know that might seem a little confusing, but you don't have a successful lemonade stand unless you have people buying lemonade.
Right.
You're not a successful marijuana dealer unless somebody's buying the marijuana. You can't be, billions and billions sold without lots of customers.
Right.
Now, this giant financial fiasco, they got $32 billion in settlements from the crookedest banks in the world. $32
billion. Uh-huh.
On a racketeering enterprise worth about $4 trillion. By the time you ferret it all out, principal and interest, No, the interest payments on these mortgages, the consuming public's going to get hosed. Can you say, is okay to say hosed?
Yeah, hose is a, that's not a bad word. Screwed. Andy even said you could say screwed.
Who's screwed?
Screwed's okay.
So I went to the Justice Department and sent them about, I don't know, 20, 25 emails. I sent them that huge numbers of other people all over the place so that I got a lot of witnesses. This whole thing, this giant financial, this giant mortgage swindle scam.
Uh-huh.
They did it by targeting the buyers. Without the buyers, they got no mortgages to sell.
Right. Goodness, what
so
was that?
Borrowers, the buyers are an integral. They're an integral facet of these much larger racketeering enterprises, making their mortgages traceable to criminal activity, making them worthless. I wonder how Merrick Garland's going to field that one.
Yeah.
I already know what Christopher Wray is going to do.
Yeah.
He's going to lie. He's going to cheat. And he's going to steal because he's no good.
Right.
Same with Alberto Gonzalez, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch. My favorite, Christopher Schweck.
Yeah. Gonzalez, that was...
Schweck is in his up to his eyeballs with Professor William K. Black.
Uh-huh.
And Adam Brofman and Eric Vaughn and, Patrick Lovell. You know, the con?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that they did. They produced that mini series, and they even had the nerve to call it the new Untouchables.
Right.
But they don't tell the whole story. They don't tell everybody that the entire multi-trillion-dollar robbery of the United States was perpetrated on the back of the buying borrowers, the consumers.
Yep.
Now, justice programs at Department of Justice and canceled at the ball incompetent, because I know we got a lot of colleagues, associates out here. We're not in this game by ourselves. And Annie, shake and wake, she knows, because, you know, she's a broadcast mogul. isn't it wonderful to know Annie?
Yes, it is.
I mean, she's down to, she's the salt of the earth.
Yep.
You know? And stubborn, oh my God, is that woman stubborn. She won't give up.
No, she won't. Do you know any, of course, you know any woman that isn't stubborn, though?
And it brings me back, you know, I'm looking across the dining room, and somebody's family's got little kids sitting at the table. You know, what kind of world are these kids? What are they going to inherit again?
Yeah. Yep.
And what's our obligation, Steve? Tell me what we're obligated to do as adults.
Well, yeah, you know, it's just, what's that old saying? Man's got to do what a man's got to do.
You know, I see this mess with the Biden crime family.
Uh-huh.
And the Clinton crime family. And the Bush crime family. And the Trump crime family.
Yep.
And I can name a bunch of other ones. This is America, and it's unacceptable, and it will not stand. I don't care how thin Joe Biden's depends are wearing. I almost said you got to be shitting me. You can't make this shit up.
Yep.
You can't make it up. No. And the price of everything's going right through the roof.
And it's only going to get worse.
They're borrowing billions upon billions upon billions every day. They're projecting over the next 10 years, that our national debt's going to go from $31 trillion to $51
trillion. Oh, it's, you know, they claim it's $31 trillion right now, but it's like well over $200
trillion. Yeah, I agree. It's a lot. Unfunded mandates. You throw
they
it
have,
there.
They can't account for, I think, probably $300 trillion, $200 trillion, somewhere in there.
And there's only one answer.
It all goes in there. It goes in their coffers.
One answer.
It goes in their bank accounts. That's where it's going.
It's our inner circle, and it's our outer circle of friends, associates, and colleagues. There's a bunch of us in there.
Uh-huh.
There's a whole bunch of us. And I think every American father, for sure, and grandma and grandpa understand very well what enough is enough means. It's like, I don't know, if you ever see that food fight in the movie Animal House?
Yes.
You ever seen a riot on the film The Blues Brothers?
Yeah.
You ever see all them police, them state police chasing John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd down the highway in their state police cruiser?
Uh-huh.
Because they were on a mission from God?
Yep.
It kind of sounds like Annie, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It sounds like all of us, actually.
So there's a lot of hope here, because if we stick together, you've heard of the old parable of the bundle of sticks.
Yes.
Well, isn't that an Aesop fable?
Isn't it a what?
I believe it's an Aesop's fable.
Okay.
The story of the bundle of sticks. See, as long as they can't divide us, we're hanging tough here, baby.
Yeah. Yep.
Is there a lot of us?
Yep.
And I think that when people start to understand for real that what they're doing is they're driving us into a situation where we have to succumb to Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and the United Nations and the World Health Organization. And,
yep.
You know, where are they getting all their money from again? Who's funding these people?
Yep.
How much money are the taxpayers of the United States forking over to the UN?
Yep.
How much money is from the United States being forked over to Klaus Schwab?
A lot.
You know, he's a Nazi, right?
Yes, I do. His father was
Donald
a Nazi.
Donald Trump, he's Donald Trump's buddy.
Yep.
Does that sink in?
Yep.
He's Donald Trump's pal. Yep.
He's a pal to all of them.
He's a pal with anybody that will empower him.
Yep.
I see him as satanically, and hell, he might be Satan himself. He said he was the chosen one. That's what Trump said about himself.
Did he?
Yeah. I'm the chosen one. And he had the nerve to walk down the street holding a Bible like he knows something about it.
Yeah. That he did.
When he's the star VJ grabber.
Yeah.
What did he get? $5 million judgment for what?
Yeah, something like that, yep.
$5 bucks for abusing that lady. And then, you know, walking around in the Miss Teen America pageant,
uh-huh,
dressing rooms, yelling the pageant.
Yep. Walking in the dressing rooms when the girls are naked, yeah.
That sounds like a chosen one to you?
Yeah.
It sounds like he's a golden child?
Well, he's got a golden mugshot there, don't he?
Look at the, take a playing card or, you know, a sheet of paper and cover half of his face. And then you know, cover the other half of his face and look at the other side. Just, you know, one side versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it reveals really quickly what you're dealing with, what's behind that forehead.
Yep.
And how much does he spend on hairspray?
A lot more than me.
have you ever used hairspray as much as he does?
I've never used hairspray, period.
And you know doggone well that's a huge comb over.
Yeah.
Probably partially a toupee.
I would think so.
But he's the, isn't he the greatest deal maker? He's the greatest at everything. I forgot.
The art of the deal. Wasn't that his book?
I believe he's the best. He's the most intelligent person ever walked down Pennsylvania.
God's gift to humanity, isn't it?
I want to hear Annie say hallelujah.
He's God's gift to humanity, isn't he?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what he says. people ask me, what's the first thing you do as president? And I keep telling them, I said, well, I take my hand off the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and then it'd be rock and roll, dude. They'd all want to shoot me.
Well, the first...
Especially this Department of Defense is running all kinds of dope with the State Department.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dope Incorporated. Mm-hmm.
Department of Justice, too.
With all the little mafia freakazoids up there in Chicago that were, you know, enabling Jeffrey Epstein and all of his pals over at the company. You know, the CIA and the FBI and Department of Justice were keeping secret what Epstein was doing?
Yeah. Sure.
They were secreting it.
Of course they were. Just like...
So that it could keep going.
Yeah.
The same thing with this mortgage fiasco. Most of this money that's been stolen out of the mortgage system been done by people that are in the government itself.
Yep.
Yep. And it's just completely unacceptable. Totally unacceptable. So we got a lot of work to do here, Mr. Roberts. Mm-hmm. You sure do.
Well, you know, they did make it illegal to kill them, so they got to think of something. That's for sure.
Well, the thing that just absolutely enrages to the point of overboiling is they somehow think that it's acceptable.
Yeah. Well, you know, they'll all tell you it's not illegal if they do it. They come right out and tell us that. It's not illegal if we do it. You know what Hillary Clinton said one time about insider trading, didn't you?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that.
She said it was just innocent white crime. That's what it was.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what innocent white crime really is. When Hillary Clinton sits there and is interviewed, I think it may have been Diane Sawyer, but don't hold me to that. It was a blonde-haired female reporter for, like, NBC News. Anthony Weiner's wife was standing there next to Hillary, and she cackles on like a witch about how we came, we saw, and he died. And
yeah.
Getting beat to death.
Was that Leslie Stahl?
Well, that was the very same interview. That was the exact same interview where she told the world she only had one device when they had all those servers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
In New York, and had all those secret Blackberries. She was running all kinds of off-the-shelf, standalone, do whatever we want to. No oversight, State Department. She's doing the same thing Oliver North and Secord were doing with Charlie Wilson and Joanna King and Big A. She was just running a completely black, clandestine State Department.
Yeah.
Something like $600 billion come up missing?
Something like that.
Under her watch, the State Department took it in shorts for $600 billion. And, of course, she only had one device. Right?
Uh-huh.
Donald Trump let her skate. In fact, he got elected. He had a luncheon in the Senate building.
Yep.
An inaugural. You can watch his inaugural luncheon. He gets a whole room of dignitaries and big campaign donors to give a standing ovation to the Clinton. And he told the whole world the great respect he has for the Clinton.
Yeah. Yep.
I guess that's why he invited them to his wedding with Melania.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, this whole idea of lock her up.
Yeah.
That was all a lie. That was playing the American public.
That was political doublespeak. That's what that was.
It was a crock of, you know what, poop.
Uh-huh.
Almost said the S-bomb. I'm in the restaurant.
Yep.
What kind of time we got left?
15 minutes.
I want to lavish some praise on the cabal and Shake and Wake Radio.
Did you finish your dinner?
Oh, I'm sitting here nibbling at it.
Oh, okay.
I'm not smacking him.
No.
I try not to talk with my mouth.
Nope. You're fine.
Good stuff. But, you know, the freedom of speech that cabal and Shake and Wake celebrate and observe and promote. I don't want to say worship, but I guess I just said it. It's remarkable in these end times, end days, that we still have a powerful voice in the world. In the Bible, it's referred to as not keeping your lamp under a bushel.
Yeah.
Janet Napolitano called it, you see something, you say something.
Yep.
There's only one way back for this country to be worthy of praise again, and that's to tell these MAGA people that think Donald Trump is the chosen one to sit down and shut up. I just don't appreciate the bikers for Trump, the thugs. I don't like his thugs, his brown shirts.
Right.
We both know that Klaus Schwab and Donald Trump come from Nazi Germany.
Yep.
And I guess they thought they could, you know, Mein Kampf. I guess that was one of Donald Trump's favorite books as he was going through college, apparently. He kept a copy of Mein Kampf next to his bed. No, I mean, this is history.
Yeah.
Somehow, he thought that Adolf Hitler was admirable.
Yeah. Well, you know,
at the end of the Second World War, Hitler, you know, he faked his own death and he escaped to Argentina, right?
Uh-huh.
Down there with the Bushes have millions of acres of real estate.
Yep.
No, you haven't seen anything out of W. Down there with his daughters in Argentina hanging out. And, how many millions of acres did they buy down there?
He has a bunch. He has a bunch.
Well, how many millions of Americans are homeless?
Yeah.
You see the numbers of people got kicked off of Medicaid and food stamps?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, they just decided that, you know, BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street needs to stick a few more billion in their pockets. So they dump huge numbers of Medicare recipients.
You know what I do know? W, quite a few years back, bought a bunch of land that has the biggest water reservoirs underneath it.
Well, that's another day in court. And that's some good news, though, there. You see, my brother, Clifford, he owned Trophy Speed Shop, and I grew up around drag racing.
Okay.
And unlimited hydroplanes. And aircraft racing.
Uh-huh.
and snowmobile racing. And Circle 8, remember the Circle 8 tracks, Crazy 8?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I used to go down to Fulton, New York. They had a Crazy 8 track on there back when men were men. That Crazy 8 racing's for insane people. They had one in between South Houston and Sugarland, Texas, too. I forget the name of it. We used to go down there and watch the Crazy 8 races. Now, the engines that are in all the cars in America run on the very same stuff that they looked for when they went to the moon.
Yeah. Nitromethane?
No, they were looking for hydrogen and oxygen in its frozen form. Because on the moon it's so cold it would be ice.
Yeah.
The biggest emission from the internal combustion engine is water vapor. That's a scientific fact.
Yeah.
Not a conspiracy theory.
Right.
Yeah, it's just reality. And the reason they emit so much steam is because the hydrogen, the hydrocarbon fuel is the only reason it works, because it's full of hydrogen molecules.
Uh-huh.
And the oxygen that goes through the air cleaner. See, I actually knew Ashby Snow up in Provo, Utah.
Uh-huh.
And Ashby Snow had a multi-million dollar race car machine shop. You go in his race car shop, and there's like $10 million worth of race cars on one side of the shop, and about $10 million worth of CNC machining equipment on the other side of the shop. And the the affinity between myself and Mr. Ashby Snow, as I understand the internal combustion engine as well as anybody on the face of the earth. I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
And I spent on and off 26 years at Johnson Space Center. I know it makes those big Saturn V engines function. Now, there's a big YouTube on when they fire them puppies up.
Uh-huh.
It creates a giant, unbelievable amount of water vapor.
Hmm.
And it creates so much that a few minutes after the liftoff, or just a few minutes after they test the engines on the ground, it puts so much steam in the air, it makes it rain.
Yeah.
Because those big engines are burning hydrogen.
Uh-huh.
And oxygen. Same stuff that's in the Pacific Ocean. So shake and wake radio and cancel the cabal. We got some business to attend to. And you people, as far as I'm concerned, you are the chosen ones. How about that, Andy?
Woohoo!
Not bad for, I don't know. I don't think we're nobodies. I think we're somebody, Steve. Right?
Yeah. Everyone's somebody.
And the listening audience, you people are like, you got superpowers. Use them. You people have superpowers. Use them. I want to put the Democrats and the Republicans out of business. This dog and pony show has about destroyed this nation. And it's a dog and pony show, and you know it. And Andy knows it, and so don't I.
Three-ring circus.
If you took a poll of your listeners, I bet you most of the people in the listening audience know it, too.
Yes, they do. They do.
What's our time here?
About 8 or 9 minutes. 8 or 9, somewhere in there.
I'm running out of oxygen.
You are. Well, you
know, I can't emphasize this enough. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm watching hardworking people at the end of their day, and they've come in with their wives and their friends, and a lot of them are senior citizens and such. You know, I see the parking lot and I see the highway out front. Over here on the by the entry door, there's a flag retirement program for the Boy Scouts, one of the boxes where you put the War Out American flags.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to give you my exact location, but I'm sitting in American Revolutionary country. This is where the American Revolution went down. And it's also where an awful lot of Native American people, you know, the real Americans, took it right in the shorts.
Yep.
They came over from Europe in their boats with their guns and their sabers and their cannons, and they stole everything in sight. That's for all my red-blooded American friends out there, the real Americans. Which, you know, just by coincidence, kind of includes the Mexicans, the Ecuadorians, and let's see, the people from Nicaragua, Colombia, Venezuela, you know, South America.
Yep.
And then I don't like the Canadians too much, so I don't know. It even includes the the original Quebecers.
Uh-huh.
My grandmother was a Guyette. She was just a little French Canuck. Catholic. Oh, my God, what a witch. God, that woman was. she didn't do something right. She'd take her cane to you and whip the tar in.
Right.
She was vicious. I loved her to death, but she was vicious. That was a joke. I loved her to death.
Yeah.
But she was. Oh, God, she was vicious. Every time she got her hands on me, she'd scrub my face at the kitchen sink, you know.
Uh-huh.
Take a wash, make me wash my hands, scrub my skin about four layers of dermis, so that, you know, where it was almost pink. She'd scrub all your skin off your face. Yeah. And then she'd make you go to the Catholic Church. Sit there and let the priest scare the hell out of you.
Yeah. Yep.
You ever go to the Catholic Church?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, buddy.
I was dragged there. I was dragged there for 10 years.
Scary. You really think they're all worshiping the Pope or Satan? Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah. Well.
Makes you wonder. Hey, I'm going to get off of here because I'm suffering with long COVID.
Yeah.
I'm out of gas, Steve.
Suffering from another con?
Everybody's involved in liberating our world from the bed.
Uh-huh.
The poops, the turds. God bless everyone. Till next time, this is the Poop Meister. I'm signing off. Going ashore. Hasta la vista.
All right. Have a good day, Judge. Bye. Talk to you soon. Okay. That's been a long, long show. So just a short song here to end. And see everyone tomorrow for me and Roger. Thanks for coming out, folks.